You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
So what initially appeared in this case to be a random road rage shooting has actually now been exposed as a calculated murder-for-hire scheme, allegedly orchestrated by a father and his stepson. It's a good bonding activity, don't you think?
I mean, God, that's so thick.
Like, you know, better something than nothing. It's like, Dad, not into football, not into golf, I'm not into... Hey, how about murder-for-hire?
You can make a little extra money.
I'm going to show you how to craft this to look like a hit and run, but it's really a hit, and it's a great side hustle. So,
you like video games? You'll be great at this.
In the early hours of February 4th, a 40-year-old man was driving his work vehicle along a place called Grand Parkway in Texas when an unknown gunman opened fire multiple times. The victim was struck by several bullets but miraculously survived and remains hospitalized. Authorities initially suspected a road rage altercation, but surveillance footage from inside the victim's truck revealed a far more sinister plot. On February 15th, police arrested Ricardo Obando, who's 49, and his stepson, Matthew Rosas, 24, on charges of attempted capital murder and aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. Prosecutors allege that Obando was hired to kill the victim, while Rosas was paid $300 to serve as the getaway driver. Guess it's better than the maybe what he'd make on Uber that day. That Uber getaway, that's a whole new thing Uber should start. Getaway drivers.
Oh, it's like you can rent my car and we'll do a shootout together.
Uber,
you just have to pay a different rate.
Uber Eats, you know, you have regular Uber, Uber Eats, then you should have Uber getaway. Where, it's a bit of a different fee structure, I would think. Maybe the car has to be unmarked. You're hoping the person doesn't have an identification on them?
We'll provide a stolen license plate for your car.
Uber getaway. And like the real premium packages give you like new social security numbers and IDs and everything. And then they take you to like some remote place in Idaho.
Well, I was thinking it would be like just like the Uber, you get the Uber X. It kind of goes up. It's like you could do your murder, your attempted murder in the 2018 Ford Focus, or you could upgrade to this nice Suburban where you would be a little higher up and with blackout windows. Mm-hmm. It's just going to cost you more.
Oh, I have an Uber story I'll share with you after the rest of this story.
Okay.
Because it needs a little more time, and I don't want to interrupt this one more. Rosas reportedly admitted his involvement, revealing that he had been tracking the victim's movements for several days before the attack. Investigators discovered $220 and two fresh $100 bills on Rosas at the time of the arrest, which he claimed was the remainder of his payment for the crime. He went to Wendy's first and got a shake and a burger. That's what took up the first 100. During their court appearance, Obando was ordered not to have contact with Rosas until he disclosed their family connection, referring to Rosas as his son. Upon learning this, the judge lifted the no-contact order. Both men remain in custody at Harris County Jail. Obando, who has prior felony convictions, shocking, is being held at $270,000 bond. It's an odd number. While Rosas, who also faces a drug possession charge, is detained on a $100,000 bond. Obando is scheduled to appear at court again on March 3rd, while Rosas' next hearing is set for March 26. Authorities have not yet disclosed who allegedly hired Obando for the motive or the motive behind the assassination attempt. You know, the investigation remains ongoing.
Well, they're going to be circling in on whoever hired them. But I don't get, like, how could you, now if he faces drug possession charges, the stepson is not making good decisions in life,
mm-hmm.
and probably $300 sounded like a good amount of money.
Yeah.
And then I could go get, you know, go buy some more, whatever it is he's taking. But $300 to drive a getaway car to murder someone. And you're like, that's a good deal. Sign me up for that.
I don't. What is the going rate? I have no idea what the going rate is on something like that. And whenever I go to the black market to try and order this sort of shit, it's always surprising. I'm kidding.
I'm not sure, but because I haven't been hired as a getaway driver in my life.
You know, I am surprised sometimes by, in the stories that we cover where it involves someone who's paid for a hit, just how low it is, I guess, for what you're going to do in many cases. Like, really? Like, that's all it cost for that? Like, that's all your
stepfather.
But I guess it's like supply and demand.
He's like the hired assassin. He's like, I could, I could make this look like road rage, and I just need a getaway driver. I'll hire my stepson. He's addicted to drugs and would do it for $300.
Yeah.
I'm like, Jesus, like this poor kid. Like, no wonder he's making bad decisions. This is the guy influencing his decision making, his own stepdad.
Yeah, I mean, look no further. That's
my God, that makes me sad.
Explains a lot right there. Horrible situation. So I had an Uber the other night. And it was me and Harper, and we were heading to Topgolf, and they get us, we get onto the road a little bit, and the guy, like, pulls out, like, directly in front of another vehicle, like, that's coming down the road. And I'm like, what the hell was that? Oh, sorry, I not see them. Like, and there's a store. I said, pull off right here, please, right now. And he was just acting weird. So pulls off, and we get out of the car, and I said, we're done. I'm calling the police. And I said, I don't know. I said, I suspect this guy might be on something just by that type of driving.
You're not safe.
Take a look. You know, better safe than sorry. Just check. And if he's not on anything and it was just a shitty mistake, okay, what the fuck ever. But there were some other things that made me kind of go, So I call Uber support, and I'm calling out Uber right now on this. And I went to, on the app, you can go to, like, you know, emergency or whatever. And I did that. And I get to their, whatever their call center is for that. And I'm a little shaken up because it's like, shit, like this thing, like, almost hit the side where my daughter is sitting, and I'm pissed and I'm shaken. And I'm like, I'm out here. This is the driver. And this is, and I'm like this. And I said, this is fucking crazy. Sir, don't use that kind of language on the line with me.
Don't put me in a car with a guy that almost had us killed.
And I said, I'm sorry. I'm in a situation where we almost got killed by your driver. So I'm a little fucking pissed right now. I think if words are offending you, this might not be the job for you. And she hung up on me. So rather than get the information about one of their drivers that was recklessly driving, the call center snowflake hung up on the person that's trying to report this because she was offended by verbiage.
Oh my my God.
And that's America.
And she's been hired to take these calls.
I get it. Like, if I'm swearing at her and like calling her a bitch or something, I get it. You don't need to take that sort of shit. But I was like, this is just fucking ridiculous. You know, or whatever I said, I was nothing directed at the call lady. It was just like, holy shit. Like, oh my God, like really, you know, kind of a scary moment. And yeah.
Well, then you're stuck. So did you call Lyft after that? Because it's like, now you're stuck.
Actually, another Uber did come. Okay. I emailed their support or I messaged them through the app. And I think it was a voice message I did leave too. And I've heard nothing back. Nothing at all.
Did you rate your driver?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Yeah.
But it's just, that was scary to me of like, okay, what if like we were in a different type of situation? Like, what if I'm like in a car and like, it's like dangerous or not pulling over? I'm like, I'm fucking scared. And they're like, sir, words, language.
Right? It's like, I'm really not concerned about offending you. Save my life right now.
Like, what if 911 was like that? Like, sir, words, my wife is fucking dying here. I'm not going to send them until you apologize for using the F word. Like, that's literally what it feels like. These people's emotions are so front and foremost, and nobody, whatever else is going on around them, matters zero until they're in their safe, comfortable zone that they can operate. Somebody in an emergency, be damned. I mean, my God, these snowflakes. If you are offended by words, by just words, there's something wrong. You are not prepared to live in this world.
And that job is not the job for you.
No, you are not prepared to live in a society. You have a choice of what you want to be offended by or not. And if that's an area you want to die on, I don't know how you get through the rest of life. I really don't. But anyway, that was fun. That was Uber, by the way, UBER. And I know everyone knows what it is. But yeah, what a fucking joke and no response back. So yeah, if anyone from that organization would like more information, I'd be happy to share, considering I went through all of your proper channels. Anyway, that was that. And that's a horrible story. Road rage murder.
The world of true crime never stops, and neither do we. Press subscribe now to get daily updates, in-depth analysis, and expert opinions from the Hidden Killers Podcast and True Crime Today.